A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Kuf Yud Gimel, Zvachim 113, pagination is 225. We have a fascinating blot over here, largely about the topic of Yorad Mabul Le'eretz Yisrael, if the Mabul in the time of Noach affected Eretz Yisrael directly by flooding it, Omar Savar Lo Yorad, and the opinion that the flood did not actually affect Eretz Yisrael in a direct flooding way. We'll see that there would still be the heat of the water affecting like a steam burn, so to speak, from the intensity of the water. But the water did not actually come into Eretz Yisrael, according to that opinion. And we have a lot of different discussions over here, just looking to do some highlights so that we have some background when we study these topics in more depth. So I'd like to start with a story which can be found about 11 lines from the bottom of Amud Aleph. Pa'am Echod. It once happened. Matzu Atzamos Belishkas Dir Ha'etzim. They found bones in the room by the Beis HaMikdash that the wood was stored in. It was a specific room, a known room, and they found bones there, and they realized, yikes, there are human remains here, and that means that there's Tumah, the ritual contamination considerations. What's going on here? Ubikshu ligzar Tumah al Yerushalayim, and they wanted to make a legislation that the entire Yerushalayim is suddenly suspect. What's going on here? Amar Rabbi Yeshua al Raglov va'amar. Rabbi Yeshua, the leader of the generation, got up and he said as follows. Lo bosha uchlima hilanu. Wouldn't it be a terrible embarrassment shenigzer tuma al ir avosenu that we should make such a legislation, a rabbinic legislation? Obviously, the question over here is, was this a lone find, or is this indicative that we've got a problem here? I'm reminded of when a mashgiach checks vegetables and he finds one bug in the vegetables. So we require that he rewash them. But in your heart of hearts, you're wondering, fundamentally, is this a lone find? I found one bug. It's one bug. There could be one bug anywhere. It's not an indication. According to halacha, if you found three bugs in a soup, for example, so it changes its halachic status. A lone bug is a lone bug. Or is this lone bug an indication that if you'd agitate the produce better, you're going to get more? And this is really the question over here. How we should handle this find. Says Rabbi Yeshua, Aye Meisei Mabul, where are the dead people of the Mabul? They're not here in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. All of these questions are being brought to the fore. Apparently, from Rabbi Yeshua's wording, we can tell that Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, was different than the rest of the world in terms of the dead of the Mabul. And we need to know what exactly he was referring to when he said that it's so unique. So, jumping to an approach in the Gemara tells us on Amud Beis, about 9 lines down, Amai Mesu, if there was no Mabul in Eretz Yisrael, so then why did they die? Why didn't people who either ran to Eretz Yisrael, or if they didn't know but happened to be in Eretz Yisrael, why did they die? And the Gemara answers, Mishum Havla, because of the intense heat. that was the waters of the rest of the world, so Eretz Yisrael also had that level of heat, even if Hashem protected it from the water. As Rav Chisda taught us, Beroschem kilkalu, uveroschem nidonu. They acted with heat, with immoral cohabitation described as heat, and they were therefore punished with heat, with hot water. And according to at least one approach, it was thick, hot, and that radiated and affected even Eretz Yisrael. But there was, of course, a major difference. If you were dealing with an area that was totally water-sogged, so then the bodies would be buried in the muddy mass that was the land, and you could have dead bodies that have not been found, and you have this issue of tumah consideration. But if you're talking about Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael, the people simply died the way they would be killed in battle or something like that, but they weren't half buried or something because of the moisture. And therefore, the bodies that were in Eretz Yisrael were not lost, and the living people that came after would have buried them in an appropriate way, and you wouldn't just be walking wherever you're walking and just suddenly be walking over dead bodies. The Gemara also tells us, Lo nigzura gezera al dogim shebiyam. The rule, the decree, did not affect the fish of the sea. Now, this is very helpful in understanding how did the fish survive. So, Bible critics would just say, ah, we found a flaw in your story, the biblical story. The Talmudic approach is very candid. We're willing to ask any question. Did Noah build an aquarium on his boat? Perhaps the area around the boat wasn't hot, and the fish were able to live there. Some sort of like umbrella policy of protection. We could consider whether Eretz Yisrael was different, but that would mean there was water in Eretz Yisrael. The approach that the Gemara is stating over here is that the fish simply shebiyam, that were in the sea, did not have the decree. And the Marsha explains that only the waters that were becharava, on what was dry land, those were the waters of punishment. And those were the waters that were this steamy, hot type. The fish, which were in regular water, not that created for the flood, were therefore not in hot water, and as long as they were not in close proximity to the steamy water, they would be okay. The question is indeed something worthy to contemplate, because we know that in a fish tank, if the water temperature is just slightly off, the fish could die. So there has to be an answer. If they went into hibernation, like frogs perhaps sometimes do, but there has to be an answer. What happened to the fish during the mabul? They were created at the time of creation, and somehow they survived the mabul. How did that happen? And there are different proposals as to what the considerations are. I want to go back to the story that we mentioned for one brief comment. Rabbi Yeshua says that we found dead bones, we found bones in the Beis HaMikdash area, and we're going to make a gezerah, a decree, a legislation. So basically what Rabbi Yeshua is saying is that I appreciate your sincerity and you're willing to be self-critical and recognize that there might be flaws even in Yerushalayim, He says, but you're not being realistic and you're not being fair, because Yerushalayim is still, even if there was a lone find, is still greater than everywhere else. We don't have the Meisei Mabul. We're different. We've been maintained in a careful way over the years, burying in specific areas and not just anywhere. You want to be self-critical, I appreciate. You want to look for self-improvement, I appreciate. But to get up and make a legislation against Yerushalayim is not in sync with reality. Yerushalayim is still far better. And we find that sometimes in the Jewish community, that in good faith, and it's proper to be self-critical and look for improvement and not to live in denial that the problems that exist in the world don't affect us. But we still need to recognize that the system of Torah and the culture that the Jewish people create in a Jewish community, even in places where they're not totally observant, is still of a far greater level than the free-for-all that exists in many areas of society. And we just have to be careful in the balance as we make efforts constantly to improve, to recognize Labosho Chlima Hilanu, how you talk about Yerushalayim and the things that revere Yerushalayim wherever they may be. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.